the Quranic message, call Allah with his names. The use of the term Allah in the Quran is a significant aspect of Islamic scripture, emphasizing the oneness and uniqueness of the divine. The Quran begins with the phrase Bismillah al-Rahman al-Rahim, and this invocation precedes all but one of its chapters. The consistent use of the name Allah carries profound theological and linguistic implications. Here's a detailed understanding for your presentation. The name Allah in the Quran. The Quran exclusively uses the name Allah to refer to the divine being. This term is considered the proper name for God in Arabic and is used consistently throughout the Holy Scripture. Emphasis on oneness. The repetition of the name Allah in every chapter of the Quran serves to emphasize the oneness of the divine. It reinforces the central concept of Tawhid, the absolute oneness of Allah, without partners or associates. Linguistic significance. Linguistically, the term Allah in Arabic is unique. It is not a generic term but a specific designation for the one and only deity. The linguistic exclusivity of the term contributes to the precision and clarity of Islamic theology. Divine attributes in the opening phrase. The opening phrase Bismillah al-Rahman al-Rahim reflects two of the divine attributes of Allah, al-Rahman and al-Rahim. This sets the tone for the reader to approach the Quran with a recognition of Allah's mercy and compassion. Unity in worship. The consistent use of the name Allah in the Quran underscores the unity of worship in Islam. Muslims direct their prayers, supplications, and acts of worship exclusively to Allah, avoiding any intermediaries or associates. Distinctiveness from other names. While the Quran attributes various names and attributes to Allah, the name Allah is distinctive and primary. It encapsulates the essence of the divine without any connotations or associations with created beings. The Quranic message, the use of Allah in every chapter of the Quran reinforces the divine origin of the scripture. It signifies that the message contained within the Quran is the word of Allah, providing guidance and wisdom for humanity. Avoidance of ambiguity. The use of a consistent and specific name like Allah in the Quran avoids ambiguity. It leaves no room for misunderstanding or confusion about the identity of the deity being addressed. Cultural and historical context. The name Allah has been used by Arabic-speaking communities for centuries, predating the advent of Islam. It carries cultural and historical significance, linking the Islamic tradition to the monotheistic beliefs of earlier communities. Theological implications for Muslims. For Muslims, calling Allah by his proper name is an expression of reverence and acknowledgement of the divine. It symbolizes submission and humility before the Creator. In your presentation, you can highlight how the use of the name Allah in every chapter of the Quran is a deliberate and central aspect of Islamic theology. It reinforces the core principles of Tawhid, divine unity, and the exclusive worship of Allah in Islam. The oneness of Allah in Islam. Not God indeed, the exclusive use of the name Allah in the Quran is a distinctive feature of Islamic scripture, carrying significant theological and linguistic implications. Let's explore this aspect in greater detail. Linguistic significance. The term Allah in Arabic is a unique and specific name for the one and only deity. It is not a generic term but a precise designation for God. This linguistic specificity adds clarity and precision to the Islamic understanding of the divine. Historical roots. The use of the name Allah predates Islam and has historical roots in the Arabic-speaking region. It was used by various communities in the Arabian Peninsula to refer to the supreme deity even before the advent of Islam. The name carries a deep cultural and historical connection. The proper name for God, in Islamic theology, Allah is considered the proper and exclusive name for God. It encapsulates the essence of the divine without any connotations or associations. This emphasis on the singular name reinforces the concept of Tawhid, the oneness of God in Islam. Unity of worship. The Quran consistently uses the name Allah to emphasize the unity of worship in Islam. Muslims direct all acts of worship, including prayers, supplications, and rituals, exclusively to Allah. This unity of worship is a fundamental tenet of Islamic theology. Tawhid and divine oneness. The use of Allah in the Quran reinforces the concept of Tawhid, which asserts the absolute oneness and uniqueness of Allah. It rejects any notion of partners, intermediaries, or associates in the divine realm. Distinctiveness from other names. While the Quran attributes various names and attributes to Allah, the name Allah holds a special status. It is the most frequently used name in the Quran and is distinct from other names, highlighting the singular and all-encompassing nature of the divine being. Consistency in divine revelation. The Quranic revelation maintains consistency in using the name Allah. This uniformity across all chapters and verses reinforces the divine origin of the scripture. It signifies that the message is singular, originating from the same divine source. Symbol of unity and universality. The use of Allah symbolizes the unity of the divine message across cultures and languages. Regardless of the linguistic differences among Muslim communities worldwide, the name Allah remains a unifying symbol of the universal monotheistic faith. Recognition of the divine essence. Calling God by the name Allah is an expression of recognition and acknowledgement of the divine essence. It signifies humility, submission, and a deep sense of reverence before the Creator. Theological implications for believers. For Muslims, the consistent use of the name Allah in the Quran holds profound theological implications. It reinforces the central beliefs of Islam, including the oneness of God, prophethood, and the hereafter. In summary, the exclusive use of the name Allah in the Quran is intentional, carrying linguistic, historical, and theological significance. It serves to emphasize the oneness of God, unifying the message of Islam and symbolizing the universal monotheistic faith of Muslims worldwide.